Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Field of Choice MBA podcast. I am your host, Devin, joined as always by Chris. How are you doing today, Chris?
Doing good, man. We got two games before the All-Star break, and it's already, the craziness has already started. So just bear with us. There's a lot of news today, but we'll break it down and let you know who's in the good spots and who not to play.
Yeah, I gonna see this, unfortunately. Anybody who's a little banged up is going to take the extra day or two here on top of the All-Star break to get some rest, seeing some stars sit as well. So like Chris said, we'll jump right in. So as always, we'll position by position using FanDuel positioning, and then we'll overlap that with DraftKings and talk about some multi-position eligibility because that's so very important over on DraftKings. So starting with point guard, we do have to watch Luka today. He is questionable. As a Mavs fan, do you have a feel for that? At all.
I think I was looking at that before the show. I think he sits. He's got back tightness. They're going against OKC. At 8:30 game, but I'm pretty fairly confident in saying they're going to sit him tonight.
All right. So you heard it there from, it makes a ton of sense. Like I said, let's get these guys a few extra days rest on top of All-Star break. It's certainly not going to hurt anything. So, we also have Diallo remains out. DeLon Wright remains out. Let's see what else we got. I think
Halliburton's out.
Yeah, Halliburton's out for a while. That's it really at point guard. Just some other guys that have been out or like Alex Caruso, but that doesn't carry a ton of weight. And then a lot of these lower end guys that have been out for a while now. So one of the things we got to look at here is one of the big pieces of news is LeBron is resting for the first time this year. Again, kind of taking advantage of the scheduling, going to give himself a couple extra days of rest here. So especially on FanDuel here, but really on both sides, Dennis Schroeder comes in at 5,500 and 5,900. And you got to figure he's going to be a really probably the driving force of this offense.
Yeah, and he's got a really good matchup with Sacramento tonight. Just price is too cheap with no LeBron. I mean, he's going to get all the usage, get all the shots, everything he wants. Kuzma, he might play, might not play. I don't know. So if he's out as well, then Schroeder is going to be just in a smash spot, in my opinion. At 5,900 and 5,500, I think he's easy. One of the easiest plays of the slate.
Yeah, he's especially a free spot on FanDuel. I mean, it's not even a question. On DraftKings, he should be very, very chalky as well, but especially at 5,500 on FanDuel, that's just easy. So on FanDuel, you're going to want to pair him with a big boy, or you can go some of these medium guys. So we got Damian Lillard, who's been playing really well, gets Steph Curry and the Warriors, talked about it all year. We like picking on Steph a bit, just not a great defender. Then we do have some mid-range guys and Lowry and Fox both have a little bit of a boost without some of the better players on their team being out. And then LaMelo Ball comes in and under 9K as well on FanDuel, coming off of one of the best games of his career. So a couple options here to pair with Schroeder on FanDuel. Right now we show Dame kind of as the most popular option, but really I'm fine with any of those guys over there on FanDuel.
Yeah, LaMelo is 9,200 on DraftKings. His price is a little high. I like him a lot more if Hayward's ruled out, so that's going to be some news to watch. I don't know if I'm actually going to go there and cash or not, even though he's been playing unbelievably well. Over on DraftKings, still getting Steph Curry at under 10K at 9.9. I think that's a great price. Kyle Lowry's price is a little too low at 8,100 with all the Raptors that are out tonight. I mean, it's pretty much him tonight with Siakam and Van Fleet out. So I like the price over there. And then also Terrence Davis at 3,400 with all those guys out. He's going to probably be inserted into the starting lineup. 3,400. Toronto's going up against Detroit. Really good matchup. It's basically Davis, Powell, and Lowry at the guard because I don't really see Matt Thomas doing much. So they really only got three guards. Tonight, so Davis should see some ownership at 3,400.
Yeah, which actually segues perfectly. Davis is actually listed at shooting guard on FanDuel at 3,500. So probably another just kind of free spot here. Decent matchup against Detroit, and then you can pair him with Harden. Harden is listed at point guard on DraftKings. So again, kind of difference in where these guys are labeled on the two sites, but that should be very popular. This should be a pretty chalky slate at the moment. If you can't get up to Harden, you can consider Gilgeous Alexander. Decent matchup against Dallas. And then really, he's listed at shooting guard here, but he's listed at small forward on DraftKings. Going to be chalky on DraftKings is Horton Tucker, who was our preseason key to making us a lot of money. You got to like him here now that he's, you know, going to see as much run as he can handle with LeBron out, I would think.
Yeah, no, it's going to be hard on Draft or on FanDuel to figure out who you play between Davis and Horton Tucker. Like both of them, I think Horton Tucker's got more upside as LeBron's out and everything else. So kind of lean Horton Tucker, but they're both in great spots. So I don't mind either one of them.
Yeah, right now we've got Davis projected a little bit higher because he's 400 cheaper, but kind of depends on your build. If you land with the money to get Horton Tucker, I agree. I like him a little bit better. I think that's a free spot on DraftKings at 3,400. And Terrence Davis, really, you could play both. Terrence Davis carries point guard and shooting guard eligibility, which is nice. Actually, we got a ton of flexibility here on DraftKings because Schroeder also carries point guard, shooting guard eligibility. And then Norman Powell, who you brought up. Norman Powell's, I think he's going to go nuts here. He's quietly had a really, really good year. It's actually listed at the three on FanDuel. These sites are completely different today. But I really like Norman Powell, who also carries shooting guard and small forward eligibility at 6'7". Like you said, they don't have a ton, so I look for a big game from him. Moving over to small forward, I mentioned Powell is actually listed at small forward on FanDuel. 6,800, 6,700 on DraftKings. Again, they don't have much. He's going to be asked to do a ton. Quietly having a good season, averaging 0.89 fantasy points per minute. He probably plays, you know, 38 minutes here today, if not 40, if it's a close game. So certainly got to like Norman Powell on both sites. Brandon Ingram coming in at 7,800 on FanDuel is a very solid price. Kind of amazing that he is that cheap, not having quite as big a year as you would think, but still averaging 1.13 FanDuel points per minute. So 7,800 is a very nice price. Also got to keep looking at Justin Holiday here. Decent matchup with Cleveland. He's only 4,500 bucks over on FanDuel. Daniel House, if he plays, I believe he's questionable. It's 4,200. Doug McDermott at 4K. So we got some options here to go with Powell or Ingram. Most likely, you're going to see Powell or Ingram paired with one of these cheaper guys. Like I said, I'm a big Powell fan here. He put up 38 last game. He's got a 43, 46, and another 43 in his last six games. So he's got some really nice upside games where he scored 30 real points a handful of times now. So he's quietly pretty darn good player. And then I mentioned Justin Holiday. He's played 30 or more minutes in six straight now, putting up at least 20 fantasy points in five of those six. So very strong log from him as well.
Powell always smashes when one or two of these guys are out. So I really like that play. His price is cheap on both sides. Cheap enough for what he's going to be asked to do tonight.
Yeah, I knew he was doing big things, but it's still surprising to look and see Norman Powell scoring 30 real points.
Oh, I know. And then the other guy also on this team is Bam Bray at 3,700 for Toronto on DraftKings. He's only small forward eligibility, but I mean, they're down a lot of guys, so I'm guessing he's going to probably be starting as well. So I don't mind that price at all because he's probably going to see 25, 30 minutes with all the guys out. And then these guys aren't really popping right now, but we got to watch the Jeremiah Grant news. If he's out, then I really like Bay and Jackson. I know I talk about Detroit every single time they're on the slate, but I like this young core for Detroit. And if Grant's out, then it's a big uptick for Bay and Jackson against a short Toronto team.
I bet you Bay drops 30 fantasy points plus if those guys are out, if Grant's out.
I would agree with you there. He's gonna see 30 plus minutes. He's playing really well. And Toronto's not the best on the wings. And now they don't have Van Fleet, Siakam, Bane. So they're missing a bunch of guys. So I could see Bay really having a good night.
What do you think? So just circling back to shooting guard real quick, Buddy Hield is questionable as well. Man, I don't hey, even buddy, know buddy. Who sees the minutes for Sacramento at this point.
So hello, we're making I can't trust Kyle or Corey Joseph. My guess would be Quan Jeffries, or even they might even go Kyle Guy. But I mean, that's the last game of the night. That's hard to
probably easiest just to avoid that situation. And then, do you have any worries? Houston could be Depot should be good to go. I would think could be out House and Gordon. If those guys are out, do you have any worries of Harden and the blowout factor? Because I mean,
Brooklyn, it's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a blowout regardless. I mean, I think Harden's going to stick it to him. My opinion. I think they are. I kind of lean maybe some Sterling Brown and McLemore if those two guys are out, just because both of them can shoot and they're just going to be chucking up shots. But I mean, it's going to be a blowout regardless. So I think he's got to stomach it with Harden and play him. I mean, I think he's going to drop 60 tonight against Houston. I really do.
Yeah. That game could be over at half because he puts it over at half. Trying to think,
No, he has not played Houston since he.
Yeah, so this is the first game. Yeah, I'm looking. This is the first game, not only against Houston, but they're in Houston. So you're right. He's gonna go. He's probably gonna tell the guys, just pass me the ball and don't. Like, I'm not passing the ball. I'm gonna shoot every time I have it.
I mean, he's 11K, and I'm paying 11K for him every single time because he's in this matchup. Because I mean, I think he's just going to stick it to him. He's my favorite pay up spot of the whole entire slate.
Yep, agreed. Because I just wasn't sure if you were worried about the blowout factor at all. I do agree it's going to be a blowout regardless, but I also agree that he's going to be on a mission, so he might hit value at half even at that price. So moving on, let's swing to the four. As you mentioned, though, there's some news to pay attention to, but that's why we're not going to dig super, super deep today, because honestly, a lot of this slate could flip upside down. Moving over to the four, though, we've got Chris Boucher, our man, listed at the four on FanDuel. He is listed at the
disappointing five game on last DraftKings. Game.
Very disappointing, but that's, not a surprise, unfortunately, with this damn coaching staff, but they're even shorter today. So if he's going to have that 50-point game while people are on him, it's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, no, I agree. But it was disappointing watching him last time. Like you just said, it's hard to really gauge this position, really even the slate right now, with so many guys questionable, with second to last day before the All-Star break. I mean, tonight looks like a night it's going to be you're going to pay a bunch of punts and then load up on the studs that are playing, because just it feels like an end of the year kind of slate with guys resting, guys taking off, guys not pushing it as hard. So it's just going to be one of those days where we're going to have to watch the news and let it drive us.
Yeah, you're gonna be playing a lot of guys in the 3K range, but that's okay. It is the monster. It is what it is today. We do have a payoff guy here in Sabonis against Cleveland. Cleveland's a bit undersized, so I certainly like this. 9,200, 97 on DraftKings. You know, we've been a big Sabonis guy all year. PJ Washington kind of fell back to earth, but if those guys remain out, he is certainly viable again here. Jeremy Grant, again, going to have to watch him. And then if Kuzma plays, I do like Kuzma to have a good game here. At 5,800, 57 on FanDuel, coming off an injury, I kind of trust the other Lakers a little bit more here.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I really like Horton Tucker and Schroeder for LA tonight. And if Kuzma plays and he's healthy, he could easily drop 40 or 50. But the question is, we don't know because it's one of the last. It's the last game of the night. So, me, I think I lock in Horton Tucker and Schroeder, and it's even a bigger uptick if Kuzma's out to Horton Tucker, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, for sure. He's gonna see, especially if Kuzma's out, he's gonna take every shot he can. Even if he comes off the bench, that doesn't scare me because he'll be the main scoring option off the bench. We do have Markieff Morris, who actually came out and had an okay game yesterday. 3,700, 4K on FanDuel. I was watching a bit of that game and he looked a little bit more aggressive. So he's actually put up 26 or more in two straight now. He was actually looking for a shot a little bit more than he typically does, which was nice to see. So again, they're super, super short-manned in a decent matchup against the Sacramento, who's kind of beat up as well. So I like Markieff here at that price at 3,700, more so than his FanDuel price at 4K. But while I wasn't
And this
crazy about the play
player pool,
yesterday, what's that?
this player pool is rough.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
On
is.
at power forward, I mean, like, it's basically Sabonis. I mean, do you really want to be playing Markieff Morris or what's his name, Watanabe or whatever for Toronto? I mean, like, those guys don't get me too excited.
No, they don't.
Oh, man.
But I will. I do. I am more comfortable with Markieff after seeing his last two games and after actually watching him yesterday. Like I said, he actually was looking for a shot a little bit more. So it's not a slam dunk by any means, but I feel better about it today than I did yesterday, especially with LeBron out. So you did mention Bembry. He is listed at the three on DraftKings. He also is another one of these viable under 4K punts, and then Caldwell Pope as well. So somebody's gonna have to score for these Lakers. So let's move over to the center. We remain at the Enes Kanter, whose price just will not move over on FanDuel. He's literally the same price, 6'3", against a small Warriors team. I gotta like that price. And then you do have Harrell as well, but he's 6'4" on FanDuel. He's 5'5" on DraftKings. So that's one of those massive pricing plays. I think Harrell is gonna be the chalk center on DraftKings. How about you?
No, I agree. I like both centers in this game. I like Holmes and Harrell. They're both kind of undersized centers, I guess you could say, but they're both very athletic, and I can see them both just kind of, you can do this, I can do it better kind of thing. Harrell normally produces when given the minutes. I do like him. The other guy I really like on, besides Boucher, he's a center on DraftKings. Another guy who's been playing very well, kind of taking the team on his back. Granted, they suck. Is Karl-Anthony Towns. I don't really see, even if Zeller plays, I don't think Charlotte can slow him down tonight. I mean, he's scored 40 plus in almost every single game he's been back. He's only had one game below 40, and that was against the Lakers, and he's been scoring 40 plus every single night at 10K. I kind of like this matchup for him as a low. I mean, I think he'll be lower owned than what he should be because of the value that we have at the position.
I mean, even if Zeller's back, Zeller's not going to stop him. He's so much more athletic than Zeller. Certainly like that call as well. And it feels like nobody, he kind of feels forgotten. So I think he comes in at pretty low ownership compared to some of these other guys in the 10K range. So certainly like that call. Could use him at utility with Harrell. I think Harrell's probably a chalk lock at your center position, and then you'd have to decide between a Boucher or a Towns if you wanted to run a second center.
No, I agree. We didn't mention this earlier. I'm circling back. I apologize. But for Dallas, if Luka is ruled out, then Brunson and Burke are probably going to shoot up the ownership leaderboards all over the place. So just keep that in the back of your mind that if Luka's out, I really like Trey Burke at 3K because he's $2,300 cheaper than Brunson. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
Yep, pretty much. So here's what we're looking at, really. It's you, right now we have Lakers value. They're missing their two best players, or two superstars. So somebody's gonna have to score here. We both really like Horton Tucker, especially on DraftKings at that price. He's gonna shoot. Harrell Terrence Davis, Dennis Schroeder, like these guys all make a ton of sense. You do have Markieff Morris and Bembry there as well. If we get that Dallas value, I prefer the Dallas value over those guys. And then you're just filling out with, you know, Harden, Lillard, Steph, Towns. Like those, you got some payup options that you'll be able to fit. And then you've got these mid-range guys and Boucher, Lowry, and Powell, which are also very strong plays.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's just we just got to get to 4 or 5 o'clock and figure out who's in and who's not, and then just go from there. I mean, if a guy's starting, he's in a good spot. Bam, you know, don't overthink tonight. Try to get the studs you like the most because you're gonna be able to get at least two of them. You might even be able to get three with all the value. So just kind of, you know, make some builds now and have in the back of your mind that if so and so's out, I'm gonna pivot here and upgrade here and do this and do that. It's just kind of it feels like one of those last week season slates where we have no idea who's going to play.
Yep, certainly does. I think the DFS community is ready for a break as well. NBA's been fun, but it's been up and down with COVID's been a real factor. You know, yesterday we saw Kawhi rolled out after lock, after tip off, I believe, or after warmups, I believe. So literally nothing you could do. So I think the break is good for everybody here, the players included, and you're seeing it because some of these guys like LeBron are taking their first rest days of the year. So who do you got GPPs today?
All right. I've been waiting for this one. So we know we like to target bigs against Houston. Jeff Green is helpful. That leaves us DeAndre Jordan. I like him a lot at 5,700, but my GPP play of the night is Nicholas Claxton, 3,300. He played 17 minutes last game, scored 30 DraftKings points. 2 games ago, he played 15 minutes and scored 27 DraftKings points. Mixed in there, he's got below 10. So he's a boomer bust option. But Houston's horrible. Brooklyn should be up pretty big in this game. I could see Claxton getting the entire fourth quarter, putting up 30 plus at probably sub 5% ownership. That is my GPP play of the night, and I will have him in two of my three GPPs most likely.
Yeah, I love that call. He's actually 1.26 DraftKings points per minute. It's right up there. I mean, that's more than Gilgeous Alexander. That's more than Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Fox. I mean, he's above some pretty big boys. Obviously, he's not popular because of his minutes, but yeah. We both expect Harden to come in and blow the doors off this game. So I could see Claxton getting, you know, 20 plus minutes here, 1.26 fantasy points per minute. You know, that can equate to a pretty good day at that price. So I love that call. By the way, I totally nailed that Saric call yesterday. He came in and balled.
Dude, he dominated. I the thing is too, is I was sitting there trying to make some adjustments when Rose was ruled out and trying to pivot here and there. And I looked at him and I was like, Devin liked him, but I was like, I had that thought, like, can I trust him? And I just stuck with it. I should have just, because he dominated last night.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't expect it to be as good as it was, so got a little lucky there, but I'll take it. I'm always looking for the big boy pivot when we've got all these studs on the slate. Always looking to go for the big boy that's lower owned than the rest. So I really like Vooch here. He's dropped 54 and 57 in his last two. We know he has 70 plus point upside. Capella's obviously good, but Capella can be scored on as well. It's going to be a good battle between those two. Good luck to the rest of the court getting any rebounds with those two guys on the floor. Should be a lot of fun.
Exactly.
But yeah, I like Vooch. It's just a pivot away from some of these other big boys.
Oh, real quick, especially on DraftKings, I downgrade LaMelo Ball. Gordon Hayward is now probable tonight, so I think that takes away usage from LaMelo, and I'm not paying $9,200 for him. Just too expensive, in my opinion, even against Minnesota. But
yeah, agreed.
The way that the other plans, guy that I do, yeah. Hard to predict when they're all healthy.
Yep, exactly.
The other guy, though, that I wanted to mention that I really like is, as you were saying, the pivot towards, you know, higher or lower owned studs. Fox for Sacramento is in a prime spot to just blow up tonight. Plays down a bunch of guys. Halliburton's out. Buddy might be out. It could just be the Fox show tonight. So don't overlook him either at 9K on DraftKings.
Yep, agreed. And one last one for you. If, I mean, either way, but especially if your boy Luke is out, you got to look at Porzingis.
No, you definitely should. I mean, I think OKC, they don't have anybody that can stop him. So if Luke is out, they're going to feed Porzingis down low. I like that call a lot. Not really scared of Bazley or Horford or Roby or anybody like that. So that's a good call right there. If Luke is out, but the problem is hopefully that we get that news early. Dallas is hit or miss on in terms of news. So
yeah,
in terms of when they let us know. So hopefully they let us know early enough and we can get Porzingis at a good ownership probably.
Yeah, that would be nice. You know, he dropped 36 real points against New Orleans a couple weeks ago. God, that was a game in which Luka dropped 46 real points. My God, those two scored over 80 points combined. Ridiculous. But so we know Porzingis is capable of the 30-40 real points when he's hot, and especially if Luka's out, he's going to shoot the ball a lot more. So certainly something to keep an eye on. All right. You got anything else?
Oh, other than, I mean, I think top plays is going to be a little delayed today. I'm going to try to let some news come out because there's just so much news that needs to come out before we can really have a quote unquote top plays article. So be looking at it for around like, I'm shooting for like 334. Just going to try to hopefully get some more news before we get this out. Cause I mean, it's probably going to be a studs and scrubs kind of day. So just be prepared for that.
Yep, definitely. So, with all that being said, we'll catch you next time. Good luck.